Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I want to start this with something that kind of got us both thinking yesterday. From Ron Layton, one of my good friends,
yes.
with an insane background, as you know. I try to look at this fairly through my law enforcement lens. We're talking about Rossville, Antoine Rose. Bad set of events and choices from the time the officer decided to do a felony stop by himself in a one-man unit to shooting someone running away with who was posing no threat. Old Allegheny County firearms instructor Al used to say, "Don't shoot them when they're running away. We'll catch them another day." That, by the way, angered some cops who were texting me this morning, but it's actually what a lot of cops say. Lots of wisdom in that expression. No winners in this case. Black folks will say we've always been treated this way. White folks will say if the kid would have listened to police direction and complied, no one would have gotten hurt. Mm. Age-old argument, tragic.
Dr. Ron Layton, I think this is a spot-on assessment and how it boils down. How are you, sir?
Hey, Ron.
I'm well, Marty and Wendy. Thank you for having me back on KKA. Thank you.
It was so, that last line, I think, Marty. Wasn't that right?
It's beautiful stuff, Ron. And so folks know your position in life. You have a lot here. This is your home.
Yes, Pittsburgh's home for me. I'm near and dear to my heart, and I'll always be a Pittsburgher.
And give us, because you have an insane background, so folks understand your pedigree, tell them where you come from.
I spent 30 years in law enforcement, 26 with the U.S. Secret Service. I finished as a deputy assistant director. I had 10 supervisory assignments, worked all over the world, worked in 4 presidential administrations, and was blessed to be in a fabulous law enforcement organization. And I've been, of course, listening to what has gone on in the trial this far. And just a very general comment.
And I don't want to be rude here, but I need to jump in and tell folks where you grew up.
Grew up in Homewood Hill District, Northside. Went to local schools. Went to Central Catholic.
And you went on a scholarship to college. You have 2 PhDs or 7? PhDs?
I have taken a large chunk of my life for academics. Yeah, I've got a PhD in electrical engineering and a PhD in business administration.
So he's a real dummy. Okay.
a bit of an egghead, but yeah.
And honestly, to be honest, his hands are deadly weapons. Has seriously defended the life of a president of the United States, but that's a whole other story.
All right, so tell us what you were going to say because it sounded juicy.
Yeah, so just a general comment about law enforcement today, whether you work in Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., or wherever you work. But I've given this a good bit of thought, and this is what I used to tell our young officers and agents, that as you come on the job today, the level of complexity and difficulty of doing this job has gone up. Mm-hmm. But simultaneously, the level of societal respect has gone down.
Yes.
And so what the effect of that is that we've got a more limited pool of qualified and racially diverse applicants. And that's sad for everybody, but that's kind of where we are.
So are you saying this because you believe Officer Rossfeld is one of those who wasn't necessarily trained enough?
No, I am going to talk about training if there's time. It's a global comment about what I have seen in my 26 years about going out and recruiting and hiring people, because people are simply saying, why would I want to do that and be subject to this level of scrutiny?
Right. So we have 3 minutes. Now you can dig into what you want to say.
Yeah. So what I want to say is that this is a use of force case. So all use of force is governed in the United States by one Supreme Court case. It's Graham versus Connor, 1989. 3 factors in the use of force and how police officers are trained. And everybody kind of gets the same training no matter where you work. So number one is how serious is the crime? Number two, and this is the important one, what's the immediate physical threat to the officer? And number three is, what is the actor doing to evade your particular arrest? Is he running from you? Is he fighting from you? How is he trying to get away? How is he engaging you? And so that's the crux of this case, because what is reasonable in terms of what you can do to defend yourself is driven by what the actor does.
Got it.
So if someone is running away, you've got a set of options. So you get into use of force. Every use of force policy across the country is basically the same, but the premise simply is this. The officer believes that the subject poses some threat of death or serious bodily injury to himself or to another person. And when you listen to that, it sounds like it's death or serious bodily injury that is the key words there. It's actually not. The key is what the officer believes.
Wow. And by the way, so this is where folks get real emotional. We had a highly regarded lawyer on here today, Ron, who says if he knows they committed a felony and he fears that they're dangerous,
he can shoot him in the back.
He can shoot him in the back.
Listen, there are the highly limited circumstances that you can shoot anyone, but particularly somebody who's running from you. Mm-hmm. So here's a circumstance that I would tell anyone who poses that as a probability. You're an officer. You got your shiny badge on. Somebody comes up and pushes you and spits on you and runs away. In most jurisdictions, that's a felony. So can you shoot that person?
Mm.
Yeah, I'd say no.
No.
And the other thing is, and so in this particular case, this is a tragic set of circumstances, and I'm always careful because none of us were there. So you got to remember that.
Right.
But when the car gets pulled over, you can talk about he shouldn't have done it. He should have waited for backup, all that kind of stuff. But the point is, in that officer's mind, when the car is pulled over and you see the bullet holes in it, anybody reasonable is going to say, hey, listen, that car was involved in a shooting. Okay. I'm going to pull the folks out. And once that person starts to run away from you, the circumstances that you can shoot someone are so limited. Mm. You better have a weapon in your hand, or you better have some circumstance where you can articulate that I was threatened. And so it's telling that the officer is allowed to testify. It's actually very rare.
Right.
So when an officer testifies, there's only so many places that you can go, and you have to go to I was in fear for my life.
Well, that's and, why the guy said
exactly
today that he thought he had a gun.
Yeah. Dr.
Ron Layton, you're the best, man.
We thank
that's
you
right.
for your
Thanks,
time.
My man.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.